Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Nurse's Break Room with Jenny Lytle, RN. This is a special episode helping you to transition from your work week to the weekend. And wherever you may be right now, it's that time again. We are almost to the weekend, a time to reset, recharge, and reflect. Now, I know that many of you work on the weekends, so this can be used anytime you are transitioning from work time to personal or family time. My goal today is to guide you through a transition from the bustling energy of the work week to the calm and potential of your time off. First, let's take a moment to reflect on these recent work days. Close your eyes for a second. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And as you let it out slowly, bring to mind the good moments from this week. Maybe it was a successfully completed project, a compliment from a colleague, or even overcoming a challenge. Take another deep breath, and with it, let a sense of gratitude fill you for these moments. These are your achievements, your victories, no matter how big or how small. Every positive experience is a stepping stone towards your personal and professional growth. Now, with the same calmness, let's consider the moments that were not so good. It's natural not to want to think about these, or sometimes to fixate on them, but there is value in acknowledging them. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, envision letting go of these negative experiences. It's important to understand that challenges, setbacks, and even failures are not reflections of your worth, but opportunities for learning and growth. Think about what these experiences taught you about your work, about others, and most importantly, about yourself. Now, as we pivot our focus toward the upcoming time off, I want you to visualize how you ideally want to feel by the end of it. Do you want to feel refreshed, joyful, accomplished, content, or something else? Hold on to that feeling for a moment, really experiencing it as if it's already a reality. With that ideal feeling in mind, let's think about what activities or actions can help make it likely to happen. If you're aiming to feel refreshed, consider planning a nature hike or a leisurely walk in your favorite part of town. Looking for joy? Maybe it's time to reconnect with friends or dive into a hobby you love. If accomplishment is what you seek, what's a small project you could complete that would leave you feeling proud? Now, I know that you may have others depending on you even during your time off work, but remember, your well-being is vitally important. So ensure that there's also time for rest and self-care. It could be as simple as reading, meditating, napping, or practicing some yoga. The goal here is balance. Your weekend doesn't have to be packed with activities. It just needs to align with how you want to feel at the end of it. As we wrap up, I want you to commit to yourself. Commit to being present this weekend, to embracing both the moments of activity and those of rest. Commit to learning from the past week and to entering the next one stronger and wiser. Remember, each day is a new opportunity to shape your life in the direction of your dreams and aspirations. You have the power within you to create the feelings and outcomes you desire. So go forward. Embrace your weekend with open arms, and remember, Every step you take is a step towards becoming the best version of yourself. Here's to a wonderful weekend that rejuvenates and inspires you, setting you up for even greater success in the weeks to come. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your journey. Now take one last deep breath in, hold it, and let it out, carrying with it any remaining tension from the week. And step into your weekend with confidence, joy, and the peace of knowing you are exactly where you need to be. Have an amazing weekend. Until next time, take a deep breath or two and never stop becoming the best version of you.
Disclaimer. Although I am a registered nurse, the medical and health information contained in this podcast is provided for general information and educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. Therefore, before taking any actions based upon such information, I encourage you to consult with appropriate professionals. I do not provide any specific medical or health advice, and the use of or reliance on any information contained in this podcast is solely at your own risk.